group, I didn't give you too much trouble by what we did at the cabin the other day. I thought that was the best way to get them all working with the OMB rather than thinking we were trying to, you know, cut them off.
I think it came out exactly right. I might note a little later with Al Haig and found that we had both been pursuing exactly the same course, even though we hadn't been discussing it together, so I think it was exactly correct.
The good thing for you to do, Roy, would be to call each cabinet officer and say, now look, what's your situation on personnel, and if you've got any real things here that you need to, you know, you sort of take the leadership there once you do that.
And I've already done it, yes, sir.
Good, and work very closely with Ken on this, too.
Yes, sir.
Right.
He's going to be part of the
operation. Great. One other thing, give me your feeling on the economic situation. Do you still think we should stay steady in the buggy, or
It would be my view that we should not at this time add further to any control-type steps that we have had, except the need to give very, very careful attention to the energy matter and the prospective fuel oil supplies and problems.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that for sure. But I meant
but
in terms of wage price controls and so forth. There still isn't, you know, I was, perhaps if you wouldn't mind, you might give John Conley a call, because he's always got a big play, but knowing that I asked you to call him on this,
I sure will.
And say, I know that he thinks we ought to freeze just because it'd be good for the psychology of the country. Well, the trouble is, Roy, we went through all that, and don't you still think a freeze at this point, or don't let me lead you, but...
No, I agree.
And how about George and Herb? Are they standing as firm on that, too?
Yeah, I know they are standing exactly the same, particularly when one thinks of not just the single dimension of getting in, but the dual dimension of how to get out.
Right.
And when you think of the whole thing...
And the damp economy is still rolling along pretty good.
Doing very well.
Psychologically on them, don't you?
Excellent effect. There were two or three little down spots that I'm working on cleaning up. Camp
he's going to be a counselor in fact. But, you know what I mean? And but as he's going to be in charge of this. But you see, the counselor thing, Roy, simply wasn't working. And it was causing too much trouble with others. And, but I want Cap to know that I consider, look, let's face it, there are about four or five members on the domestic side that are, that I have to talk to. One is Cap, one is Schultz, and, of course, part of the Attorney General. The other one, at times, may be Lynn. Then otherwise, it's all tangential. I mean, sometimes you talk to the Secretary of Agriculture, the Secretary of Interior, the Secretary, so forth. But you ought to give Cap a call and tell him that you and I chatted about it and that I wanted him to know that